I'm just seeing these scenes before my eyes. And I very much also appreciate when Pankajangri Prabhu told us that almost gave us a process how to be connected with Krishna. Like, whenever you stop in the day, just ask yourself, is what I'm doing now, what I'm thinking, pleasing to Lord Krishna? And if it is, then you are in the best situation in your life. If it's not, you can easily correct it. And then you are then in the best situation of life. So, wonderful. Thank you so much. I see that thief with a bullock cart of marble tires, I think it's called, arriving and telling how Lord Balaram appeared to him and talked to him. Very nice, thank you. It's very nice to hear from devotees who, and I always very much appreciate our Pankajangri, because he does seva in Mayapur, where the Lord is just so merciful to reveal such pastimes, even to thieves and Muslims. And so we can assume that his pujari has a lot of mercy. If already these people get... yes, so I wanted to read a few sections from the Bhagavatam. I just remembered there were a few sections and explain a little. We can just sing for 1 or 2 minutes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Nandaram ki, oh Srila Prabhupada ki, go Premanandi, Hare Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. Let us remember briefly the glories of Lord Balaram. We heard that Lord Balaram is the first expansion of Lord Krishna and is the most perfect servant of his younger brother. We have heard also that he relates to Lord Krishna that I want to serve my brother, but I also wish to protect him like a parent in the Vatsalya mood. Lord Krishna is, so to say, the Schützling of Lord Balaram. This is how Balaram feels, the protected ones. So, another detail which we heard from Pankajangri Prabhu is that not only is Lord Balaram the expansion of Lord Krishna, but Balaram expands for the pleasure of his brother. He expands into the different items which Lord Krishna uses, like his slippers, his Brahmin thread, his throne, his bed, even his holy dham, on which Lord Krishna walks and where he dances in the dust, is an expansion of Lord Balaram. Just imagine his mood of service, you know. Like, you need something? Okay, I can supply it. And he immediately expands himself into it. It's almost like, imagine the love of Lord Balaram for Lord Krishna. You need something? Is there something? You need something? Okay, I become your glass. I become the ground on which you walk. I become the slippers which you use so that your feet are not harmed. I become your Brahma. Anything. What you need, I become that. Isn't that a sign of his great love for his younger brother, slightly elder, and he feels in that mood, very loving. And then, you need Vaikuntha planets. I expand there in Sankarshan. You need the world for the conditioned souls. I manifest I become Mahavishnu, and from me I manifest the world. What else do you need? You know, this is Lord Balaram. So when Lord Krishna appears in the form of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, because he wishes to experience the love of Srimati Radharani and simultaneously inaugurate the Yuga Dhamma, then Lord Balaram also said, okay, you need me? Is there any place? And then he becomes Lord Nityananda in the Leela of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. We have heard from one very nice and ecstatic scripture that actually Lord Krishna decided to come into this world while he was absorbed in loving pastimes with all his friends. They had played hide and seek, and Baladev had had hidden in a cave in the Govardhan Hill. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu and the cowherd boys who were with him were in the world, they said, Sridham noted, where is Balaram? He's not there. Oh, everyone said, we forgot him. He must be still in his hiding place. As we were playing hide and seek, there was no time to inform him that we would go into the world and perform the leela of the Sankirtan movement. So then Sridham, who was very close to Lord Balaram, moved up and to Goloka Vrindavan and walked to the Govardhan area and called very loudly, Baladev, Baladev. And finally, Baladev came out of his hiding place, a little disoriented. Where is everyone? You know, I'm waiting so long. Yeah, we are in the world. Krishna has gone to perform his most merciful leela, his Sankirtan leela. Balaram looked at Sridham, who was now an associate of Lord Chaitanya, and looked different, you know, a different rupa, a different form. And he said, I don't believe you. Who are you? I'm Sridham. Baladev said, what's going on today? You don't look like Sridham. If you are Sridham, then you catch me. And then there was some leela. I honestly forgot a little. I should find it again. How this was, but at the last moment. No, oh my God, this was not, I'm getting it wrong. Baladev was not forgotten. It was Sridham who was forgotten. Now I have a right. See, this happens when you are under the influence of Tamagun. Gauranga Nityananda had appeared, and then they remembered Sridham was forgotten. And so Nityananda came up in his Nityananda form to get his beloved Sridham, who was still sitting in the cave, totally, what's going on? And when he said, Sridham, you also have to come now to the world and join the Sankirtan Leela. Sridham said, I don't know if it's true what you say, because you don't look like Balaram. You have a blue dhoti on, okay, that's true. But you look different. Your complexion is different and all this. And then Lord Nityananda said, Sridham, you could never catch Balaram. Balaram was always running so fast. So I will run now and you try to catch me. And if you cannot catch me, then I'm Balaram. Okay, do you accept this?
Yes. I'm very fast. And so they started to run, and Lord Nityananda ran so swiftly that Sri Damasaka could not capture him. And then he knew, this is my Lord, this is Balaram, who has appeared in another form, who has come in another Leela in this world, the Sankirtan Leela. The reason why this story comes to mind and why we wish to tell it is that Krishna and Balaram, who are performing such a wonderful leela in the spiritual world, have nevertheless appeared in this age of Kali as Nityananda and Gauranga. They are so absolutely merciful that they came from the sacred land of Vrindavan here into this world. And to highlight this point was Prabhupada's great mission in his life. When he finally established his temple in Vrindavan, he chose to put Krishna and Balaram on the central altar. In Vrindavan, usually you find Radha and Krishna on the central altar, which means they are giving the central place. But here Srila Prabhupada, so to say, broke this tradition in order to make a point which would be very, very deep in the mind of those who would come and to the temple and ask themselves, well, why here Krishna Balaram in the center and Vrindavan Ishvari Radhe and Vrindavan Ishvara Syam Sunda are on the side? What is here? And then the answer would come to them, which is necessary for us to understand. In this age, Krishna has appeared together with his older brother Baladev in this world for a divine mercy mission, to distribute the sadhan of Sankirtan to the conditioned souls. This was Prabhupada's explicit desire to show this to the world and to make a point in the most holiest of Dham, the place which we all consider our ultimate goal, where we wish to perform our service eventually. The back to Godhead place is Vrindavan for us. And so by placing Krishna Balaram there, he made a point, a very important point, that these deities come as Gornitai in this age of Kali to bring us back home, back to Godhead. Now, having understood this, I would like to read you a few places in Prabhupada's books so that you can understand this a little better. There are two places which come to mind, and we will read this now. Now, I know some of us are a little tired. I think we all went late to bed, and when we read, now our mind may say, okay, it's time to rest. Please do not allow your mind to say this, but please listen to this. I will give you a little advice how to do it. Maybe we can give Bhakta Dirk the book, Seventh Canto, then it's easier for him to translate. Siebter Canto, 15. Kapitel, bitte, Text 45, nicht? Das ist im hinteren Teil. Instructions for civilized human beings. I will give you a little tip how to listen to a text which is read. You should make your mind a follower of that text. That means with your mind you follow the words which are spoken, almost like you follow a guide who brings you up a mountain by climbing a steep path. So just imagine your mind following the words, and then you will be able to grasp or catch them. But if you switch off your mind, like I always do, then you won't benefit from the text. Huh? So please follow with your mind, just or like a calf, follow the cow, knowing that there's nectar in the cow, there is the ras, the milk in the cow, udder. So please do not switch off your mind. We don't want to lose you on this very important sacred day. As long as one has to accept a material body, that's us, we have accepted a material body with its different parts and paraphernalia, which are not fully under one's control, one must have the lotus feet of his superiors, namely his spiritual master and the spiritual master's predecessors. This is a very important point. As long as we are in the material world, we should make the mind of the spiritual master and his predecessors our own mind. We should have good thoughts in us. That was what our Pankajangri also told us. Huh? We should bring our mind there. By their mercy, one can sharpen the sword of knowledge, and with the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one must then conquer the enemies mentioned above. You know, they are the famous ripus. Ripus means enemies, lust, greed, and all of this. So if you follow with your mind your spiritual master and his predecessors, you will be sharp. You know, we all have received mercy from Krishna, but this mercy will really start to work very swiftly when we follow the spiritual master's teachings. It's like a sword. The sword has been given to us, you know, it really will work when it's sharpened. Then it can cut things. So mercy, which has been given to us by Krishna, really works when we sharpen our life by following a spiritual master. Mm-hmm. In this way, the devotee should be able to merge into his own transcendental bliss, and then he may give up his body and resume his spiritual identity. Because it's early, let us summarize this verse so that we really have it in our heart. For spiritual life, you need two things. You need the mercy of Krishna, and you need to follow the directions of a spiritual master. I would like to give you an example which is easy in Switzerland to understand. You don't have swords in Switzerland. Imagine you have a powerful boat. That's the mercy of the of Krishna, and the lotus feet of Krishna compared with a plava. Plava means a boat. And now you need strength to push it. That's the instructions which come through our spiritual master to us. The spiritual master's instructions keep us on course. Sometimes these instructions are also compared with rows, with oars. Do you know oars? That is actually the traditional example. You don't just need a boat, you also need to have oars. Oars heißt Ruder. Yeah? Yes? We have a boat when you come and visit us in Berlin, but you can't do with this anything with the boat if you don't have the oars. So the mercy of Krishna is there to every one of us. We have the human form of life and all the facilities we need for spiritual life. Now to move onwards, we need the instructions of a genuine devotee of Krishna. We need the oars. Anyways, now Prabhupada says,
A significant word here is Achyuta Bala. The spiritual master is certainly very merciful to his disciples, and consequently, by satisfying him, a devotee gets strength from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Guru Krishna Prasadipai Bhakti Lata Beach. One must first please the spiritual master, and then one automatically pleases Krishna and gets the strength with which to cross the ocean of nations. Then Prabhupada says a little bit later something very nice. Significant in this verse are the words Jnanasinam Achyuta Bala. He repeats himself. Jnanasinam, this word of knowledge is given by Krishna, and when one serves the Guru and Krishna in order to hold the sword of Krishna's instruction, Balaram gives one strength. Huh? So you have the knowledge, and if you follow your Guru and Krishna, Balaram gives you strength. Now, Balaram is Nitananda. Prajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Sutta Hoila Se. Prajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Sutta Hoila Se. Balaram Hoila Nitai. Balaram Hoila Nitai. This Balaram comes with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and both of them are so milasti. Milasti means merciful. So merciful that in this age of Kali, one may very easily take shelter of their lotus feet. They come especially to deliver the fallen souls of this age. Papita pijata chila Hariname udarila. Papita pijata chila Harinama udarila. Their weapon is Sankirtan, Harinam. Thus, one should accept the sword of knowledge from Krishna and be strong with the mercy of Balaram. We are therefore worshipping Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, my dear devotees. So, let's be simple, at least because I'm not a very intelligent man. So, you need to know from Krishna something, but you need to be strong also to act upon your knowledge. And that comes from Balaram. Balaram comes into this word as Nitai, and his essential energy to give, or one of his essential energies, that is to give strength, is coming through our Guru Maharaja. Prabhupada continues, one cannot attain the goal of life without the mercy of Balaram. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Nita yera karuna habe, Brajeradha Krishna pabe. Nita yera karuna habe, Brajeradha Krishna pabe. When one receives the mercy of Balaram, Nityananda, one attains the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna very easily. No. Se sambandha nahi jara, brita janma gela tara. Se sambandha nahi jara, brita janma gela tara. Vidya kule ki kari betara. Vidya kule ki kari betara. Vidya kule ki kari betara.
vidya kule ki karibe tam. Let's keep trying and one day we will know all this. If one has no connection with Nitai, Balaram, then even though one is a very, very learned scholar, or Gyani, or has taken birth in a very respectable family, these assets will not help him. We must therefore conquer the enemies of Krishna consciousness with the strength received from Balaram. And the Bhagavatam continues. It's really very interesting. If we do not take shelter at the lotus feet of Achyuta and Balaram, then our senses, which act like wild horses, will possibly pull us from the path of Krishna consciousness. Don't we all know this? That, yes, we have knowledge, but can we act according to our knowledge? Please, let us look at this question. We know so much. You, Hare Krishna, know more than a normal person. You're listening to every day to a lecture and read. It's this extraordinary, isn't it? How much we have heard. But can you act, Jai Gopal? Uddhava, can you act? Ananda Chaitanya, Martin, can you act? Bhagavati, can you act upon this knowledge? I think no one of us will immediately say, Radhika, no one of us will immediately say, yes, I'm the perfect Umsetzer. I'm the perfect, practitioner. What? Applier. Yeah, I'm the perfect applier. No, we all know in order to apply spiritual knowledge, we need some strength, no? Sepika, du sprichst Englisch ein bisschen bruchstückhaft, glaube ich, oder? Ja, das ist mir klar. Da ist eine Englische, ist eine Übersetzung ins Deutsche, wenn du haben musst. Es geht. Gut. So, yes, this, to apply knowledge, I have always noted this in my life, you need some strength. It's not just you hear something and okay, now I know, I'm self-realized. You need some strength. Where do you get this strength from? You get this from the connection to Lord Balaram, your connection. This is very important. Or you can also, I have also seen you get it, the spiritual master often appears through his devotees. We Prabhupada disciples feel like this, that Prabhupada is acting often through his disciples. We feel like this, isn't it? And then we get strength when we are in devotional association amongst ourselves and we discuss the questions we have, and we serve together and so on. So there also Balaram's strength is coming also through devotees. But my dear devotees, let us not be an illusion. Knowledge alone is not sufficient. The sword is not enough. You need the strength to hold it and use it. The boat is not enough. You need oars to row you across the lake. Huh? Or whatever example you wish to use, two things are required, Krishna and Balaram. I would like to read you another part of Prabhupada's purport here, where he speaks so much about it, because I feel it's important. That's why he put the Krishna Balaram deities in Vrindavan there. This is now an easy text. You will easily understand it. Without the protection of Gornitai, Krishna and Balaram, one cannot get out of the dark well of ignorance in material existence. This is indicated here by the word nochet, which means
that one will always remain in the dark well of material existence. Well, you need the mercy of Gaur Nitai, Krishna Balaram. The living entity must get strength from Nitai Gaur or Krishna Balaram. Without the mercy of Nitai Gaur, there is no way to come out of this dark well of ignorance. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, please repeat after me. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Nityanando Sahodito.
Nityananda Sahodito.
Godadaye Pushpavanto. Godadaye Pushpavanto. Chitro Shando Tamonudo. Chitro Shando Tamonudo. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gouda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. This material world is a dark well of ignorance. The fallen soul in this dark well must take shelter of the lotus feet of Gaur Nitai, for thus he can easily emerge from material existence. Without their strength, simply attempting to get out of the clutches of matter by speculative knowledge will be insufficient. It's not enough. I feel this is very important on this appearance day. Here is all we need. Gauranga Nityananda and the mercy of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. Please take it very strongly. And I really want to make this point that this Nityananda and Chaitanya is so important. Nitai especially. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and let me end with this, we find a very good picture of Lord Nityananda's mercy when he roams around as an avaduta. He is dressed like Lord Baladev in bluish garments. His complexion is very bright colored and he looks always happy. This is Lord Nityananda's special situation. He's always happy. He's just never unhappy. He's always happily, and he usually chants the names of his brother. It's always on his lips. Gaura, 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 Gaura. Like Lord Baladev always usually chants. This is his sound. We may have our sound when we breathe, but Lord Baladev always Krishna, 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 Krishna. What happens? Some mercy is coming. So there was a bee on the altar called Bhagavati. You wanted the mercy, or what did you just do? Ach so, I thought you were just rushing on the altar and embracing Krishna, being totally overwhelmed with symptoms of love of Godhead, which would be nice, you know. I'm sorry, I was slightly irritated. I thought Bhagavati would now climb on the altar. So, Hare Krishna. So, well, you never know. Matajis are sometimes extremely creative. So he was in this mood, Lord Nityananda, walking in the distance of Navadvip. And he decided to give his mercy to one thief.
Lord Nityananda was always dressed with jewels and with golden chains and silken garments of various colors. He must have been a very, very colorful Lord. So he stayed outside of Navadvip. And one villain, one who used to be a Brahmana but became a criminal, really, a leader of the dacoits of Navadvip, saw Lord Balaram, saw Lord Nityananda, and decided to steal jewels and other ornaments from him in order to increase his wealth. So he tried throughout different nights to approach Lord Nityananda, but it's not so easy to approach God. So the first night, when they wanted to steal from Lord Nityananda, who was alone in a house, they all fell asleep and couldn't rise in the night and just were sleeping and missed their chance. The second night, they saw huge guards guarding Lord Nityananda's house, and they were afraid to approach Lord Nityananda for stealing, because they thought some important person has visited Lord Nityananda with his guards. You know, they were huge guards. I mean, as big as up to the temple roof. They were really with swords and everything. And the third night, when they attempted to come close to Lord Nityananda, they also couldn't approach him. There was a storm, and they all fell into ditches and were bitten by leeches and scorpions and mosquitoes and suffered terrible pain. Now, in the morning, after the third attempt, the leader of the dacoits got the right mood. He understood, oh no, 3 nights we tried. 3 nights our attempts were thwarted, abgewiesen, abgekickt. Huh? He must be an extraordinary personality. He can't be an ordinary personality. We just can't come close to him. He has this influence around him, which makes him unapproachable. Could it be? I'm a papi. I'm a sinner. It must be the Lord. He must be the Lord. So the dacoit leader thought, let me go to Lord Nityananda. I asked him for forgiveness, and then I will drown myself in the Ganga, because I was so sinful that when the Lord appeared, I wanted to attack him. I was that much of a sinner. So he went and he cried and he paid his obeisances to Nityananda and said, now let me go and take the sinful life by making the holy suicide. In India, there's something like the holy death. It's not for us. In old times, there would be in Varanasi an arrangement where people could sit down with their head, and then the sword would come down. If they were very sinful, it would chop it off, and the head would fall in the Ganga, and yoo-hoo. That was a feeling. Also, up to recently, sannyasis who broke their vows have gone to Varanasi and taken their lives by drowning in the Ganga, because that's called the holy death. It's not a Vaishnav practice, but it was known in the contemporary society to go to Mother Ganga, to ask the mother for forgiveness and continue and break one series of a life which was considered to be useless and start something new. So this Brahmana considered his life useless because of having done this aparad. That was his feeling. Don't do it when you are doing a mistake. Go to Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya and ask for forgiveness. You will be forgiven if you are in the right mood. No need to do this. I'm just explaining a detail of a cultural background of previous times. So he wanted to do that, take the holy death. But Lord Nityananda, listen to this, he said, I know that you want to do this, come and take your life, but this is not my plan with you. You should become a preacher. You will preach to the dacoits of Navadvip and liberate the dacoits of Navadvip. And in this way, the all-merciful Lord Nityananda gave his mercy to the sinner. Isn't that a wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? So my dear devotees, this dacoit became a great preacher because he got the strength of Lord Nityananda. You know, he was a dacoit. Dacoits suffer from the kleptomania. Do you know what is kleptomania? You have to steal. If I'm a kleptomanian and I come to Uddhava's apartment, which is not very richly furnished, not so much riches are there, but I have to steal, even if it's only a picture. You know, it's a compulsive stealing. You know, I had kleptomanians visiting me and sending me by post the things they stole from me. Mostly books and, you know, my hat, steal this, they said. I'm very ashamed, but this is what it means, you know. So he was a dacoit like that. He had to steal. It was his habit. But Lord Nityananda gave him the strength to break free from this habit. And this is what we are talking about, that knowledge alone is not enough. You need absolutely the strength. And this is coming from Balaram Nitai. Nitai Ram, Nityananda Ram. We use this word, Nityananda Ram, or Balaram Nitai, indicating that this is one personality who has appeared in Kali Yuga to help us. Hare Krishna. I would like to end here. What do you think, Pankajangi Prabhu? Should we ask for question or should we end here and be ready for maybe one or two questions? What do you think? Please, you order me.
Two questions.
Two questions, Pankajangi Prabhu says. Two questions. So please ask two questions. Here's one question, Vrinda Devi. Now, who else wants to ask the question? No. Not if there is no question.
One question.
One question, two answers. Radhika. Yes, Radhika. So, Vrinda Devi was first. Whom do you wish the question to be answered? Anyone. I leave it up for. Let's see who's the expert on this question here.
Pankajangi Prabhu was speaking about Balaram getting angry very easily. And then on the other hand, we have Nityananda, who is so merciful that he forgives even Jagai and Madai. And still it is the same person. So how does this go together? How does this transformation come about in Balaram when he is Nityananda?
This is your question. because you...
There's an answer, I can't remember.
if you want, I can answer it. But Then you have an answer. You have an answer. Please, you say.
I can't remember the answer, but I can say something else. There is an answer. Lord Balaram, he's there to protect Dharma. He's also the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he's not for, and he's a Kshatriya. A Kshatriya means an eye for an eye. A Brahmana will always forgive, but a Kshatriya will not. A Kshatriya means he followed the rule of the law. If you break the law, that's it. That's Kshatriya. Whereas Lord Nityananda, whether he's a Brahmana or not, no one can know. But one thing he definitely is, he's very unusual.
No one can know. No one can know.
That is why he's called Avadhut. Avadhut means somebody very extraordinary. Somebody unpredictable. He can also get angry. Like also one day he gave Shivananda Sen a big kick. A loving kick. But he's just like the Mahabhagavats, they see everyone as a devotee of Krishna. There's no need to preach to them. Right? They see everyone is serving Krishna, some or other. That's their vision. So they see no need to preach. So Lord Nityananda, because he's not of this world, and he sees everyone serving Krishna, he will he's indifferent, and he's always intoxicated, generally. In that condition, you can't insult him. He can't be insulted. Of course, when he was insulted, some people were ruined. The lives were ruined. But he didn't do it. He just walked away. And in that time, they told him to go in the barn. So although he didn't, he just left. Okay. This is not fit place. And then that person was actually ruined by them. But sometimes he gets angry. Sometimes he doesn't. It's completely unpredictable. But Balaram, he's doing it to uphold Dharma. That's why he becomes angry generally. Because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his orders should be followed. Anyone who doesn't follow, then you better watch out, because he's Dharma Raj also. But Nityananda is, nobody knows what he is. So, and he doesn't care what he is. He just has a good time. So, that's one explanation.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Radhika?
In the Mahabharata, when Krishna went to smoke the fruits before the battle, Duryodhana thought of binding him and singing him into the ground. Yet, Balaram preferred Duryodhana over Bhima.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you would know what Krishna's feelings were about that. And on another level, on the level of a living entity, can it ever happen that one does something that is not pleasing to Krishna but can still have a relationship with Krishna? Like, it seems like Balaram preferred Duryodhana, still had this, this Balaram and Krishna. How would you explain that?
Is Radhika's question clear to all of you? Krishna had said, he who is the enemy of the Pandavas is my own enemy. Now, Duryodhana was the arch-enemy of the Pandavas, yet he was the favorite disciple of Balaram. Now, how did Krishna feel about that? You know, he had said, he was the enemy of my Pandavas, he is my enemy.
there was, in the Leela, a little, I can remember two such incidences where Balaram and Krishna thought differently. See, Balaram had trained Duryodhana in all the skills of using the club. And he had seen how good of a disciple Duryodhana was. Duryodhana served Baladev for a year with the most simple activities you can imagine, like a menial service, washing his clothes, really doing all the Leibdiener activities, the activity which a personal servant does. And Balaram was very grateful for Duryodhana's services and gave him a lot of his knowledge, all of the knowledge of club wielding. Now, Balaram knew that Krishna sided with the Pandavas. He knew that. And therefore, and he also knew that his favorite disciple was against Krishna and the Pandavas. So at that time, it became such a turmoil that Balaram decided, I'm just not there. I don't want to be there. And he went on a pilgrimage during the entire battle of Kurukshetra. Entire battle of Kurukshetra. Now, at the end, he heard that Bhima, the Pandava, had killed Duryodhana by using unfair fighting means. You know, he had beaten him under the belt, which is not to be done according to the Kshatriya Codex. And he wanted to kill Bhima for this. He was still had this attachment for Duryodhana, and but because Balaram loves Krishna over everyone else, Krishna stopped him and said, it's all right, it's my plan, I wanted this. There's another time when Baladev and Krishna disagreed. It was when Arjuna stole Subhadra, which was the sister of both Balaram and Krishna, and kidnapped her. And you know, that was too much. Baladev felt so much responsible for Subhadra. He guarded his little sister like anything. And then he had invited this sannyasi, and later he finds out it's Arjuna who comes dressed up as a sannyasi to fall in love with his sister and then kidnap her. This was really too much for Balaram, who has dharmic, as Pankajangri Prabhu told us, as a Kshatriya who guards the Dharma. And he was ready to go after Arjuna. You know, he didn't care that this is the dearest friend of my brother Krishna. He was really going to get him. And I mean, Baladev, we can't imagine what would have happened, because Krishna had said, Arjuna is as dear as my life to me, you know. So he was going, the chariot was being readied for Baladev to enter into battle with that bogus sannyasi, who was not a sannyasi, but who was a lover, a lovemaker, and who got his sister, Subhadra. Hare Krishna. So then again, Krishna came. He knew the temperament of his older brother. He said, bye, bye, bye. Bye means brother. this is now a very big temperamental time for you. But you please consider, very clear-headed, that an alliance between the powerful Pandavas and the Vrishnis, and our clan, is very favorable. An alliance by marriage is super favorable. So he started to talk like this to Baladev, who had all the Vrishnis ready to go after Arjuna. And of course, Baladev yielded
to the desires of Krishna, whom he loves everywhere. Now, coming to your question, can we be still accepted by Krishna if somehow we do something contrary or wish something contrary? Well, bhakti to Krishna is really defined as a favorable attitude towards Krishna. If you wish to be anyabhilashita shunyam jnana kamajanavitam anukul yena Krishna nu shilanam bhakti. You need to be anukul, that is favorable in your mood to be called a bhakta. But this much I can say, if there is a temperament of a devotee which comes out, like Balaram is very temperamental, and I kill all these this Bhima, I run after Arjuna, you know, and kill him. Krishna is not, you know, he accepts temperament. Temperament is something else than a hateful attitude, you know, a mood to kill someone. Temperament is, this is something else, the temperament. I know that there are associates of Lord Chaitanya, Jagadananda Pandit, who is very temperamental, you know, in regards to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who throws things on the around, you know, so temperamental he is, who locks himself in the behind doors and not speak with Gauranga Mahaprabhu out of temperament and feelings of, but Gauranga Mahaprabhu says, "Oh, Jagadananda, please cook for me, because food prepared by an angry cook has a special spicing, has a special taste." So sometimes maybe a devotee will say, "Oh Krishna, you promised to protect me. Why have you done this? I can't understand. If this." Krishna will now not think, "Oh, no longer anukul, no longer favorable, throw him out of my servant's room," you know. No, Krishna will understand it's a sanchari bath. It's a, you know, it means it's passing. It rises and it goes. Temperament rises and goes. But an unfavorable attitude is always there. If you are a hater of God, you always hate him, even if you smile to him. You know, there the smile is the sanchari bhav, the what comes and arises and goes like a wave on the ocean. But the ocean, it must be anukul. That is, the favorable mood must be there. But then if you are sometimes temperamental, Krishna understands. This is my little answer. Now time is also there. And I don't know, who knows the plan? Are we expected to be at 11 o'clock at Rohini Sutta Prabhu's place? I think, Nayan, we are expected to be there, not to leave from here. Oh my God. Hare Krishna. Let me ask then also another question to Krishna Prema Rupa Prabhu. I think we it's a half day fast, isn't it? Or no breakfast? Good. So my dear devotees, I suggest that, well, there is no breakfast. That makes life easy for us, Jai Gopal. No problem. Good. We can still chant a little bit. You know, japa and all, or of those who go. And then how much do we, just because everyone is here, how much, what? 45 minutes. So we jump into the cars in half an hour then, isn't it? Those who go. Okay. Yeah. Yes, Nayana. Can we arrange there, or good, good. you have a vegetable cut. So you must most probably leave also earlier to do that. For those who have not yet made up their minds, I heard it will be very nice. It will be a Waldfest. At Rohini's place. Yeah. Acha. Three? Who else? Oh, good. I'm still thinking. Chandramouli Maharaj, we don't know. Maybe he falls from the sky. He is on an airplane somewhere and jumps off, comes to Rini. Good. All right, then. Hare Krishna.
Jai Balaram ki jai.
It gives me so much power.